Thank you for calling customer service. This is Chandra. How may I help you?
Hi. I'm calling in regards to, what is the what kind of business is this? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can a little.
Okay. Give me just a moment here. What kind of business is this?
Yes, ma'am. We are a third-party call center that handle different companies. Before I can assist you, can I get your zip code, please?
15212.
And your first and last name?
Well, I need more information because I'm seeing charges from you guys on my card, and I don't know who you are.
Yes, ma'am. I just informed you. We are a third-party call center that handle different companies. Before I can assist you, I do have to pull up an account for you. And in order for me to do that, I do have to know your first and last name.
What is the name of your company? You said you're a third-party company. Companies have names. What is the name of the company?
Yes, ma'am. For the security purposes of me, I cannot provide that information.
Just oh, y'all, scam. Okay, you're a scam. That's what this is. That's a scam. Because if somebody is telling you you got $80 worth of charges on their card and you can't tell me what your company's name is, that has never heard in the whole history.
We are a third-party call center. But in order
your third-party call center. Right. I worked a call center, too, and we still had a name. We didn't. Our paycheck didn't say third-party call center.
Yes, ma'am, but do you work various companies? I don't know what you ordered. Yes, I don't know what you can be calling about. So I do have to.
Okay, my name is Vita Day. Here you go. Vita Day.
And can you verify your address for security purposes? Of yourself.
How do you know what my address is to verify?
Because I have an account pulled up for you with your name on it, ma'am.
2923 Frederick, 15212, Pittsburgh, PA.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so I do see that on April 28th. Let me see. On April 28th, you paid $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes for a KitchenAid. Would that
no. Pay? Okay, there's that.
Yes, ma'am. You know one in your household could have placed that order or anything?
No. I live alone. My 18-year-old is in college, and I'm the only one with that card. But what threw me off, because I see that charge was for $7-something. Then there's another charge the other day for $50-something.
Yes, ma'am, due to the fact that you did order. Well, you said that you didn't do that, so what I will have to do is get you transferred over to the fraud department so they can help you, since you said that you didn't make that purchase.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, one moment.
Fucking scam order. Taking people's fucking money without permission is crazy to me. Even though how y'all got a hold of my card number.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do have all of your information being forwarded to our fraud department. I thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day and hold for one moment.
Mm-hmm.